Welcome
back to Warrant Insanity, where the N is capitalized, but nothing else really is. You already know I got the co-pilot, the captain, the partner in crime,
Alex.
Yeah, and what is today's topic?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, today's topic is, can I get a drum roll? Books. That's not a drum rolling topic, but you know.
It's not.
I've come to the conclusion recently that, okay, one, as a kid, I used to love reading books.
I still love reading books.
Like, I like
the library during lunch.
But, like, sometimes it's hard to find a book that you really want to read.
I'm the person that puts away all the books. So when you decide to return a book 3 years late, they'll check it in, and then I'm the person that'll go run and put it up. I have just put away every single book that isn't in the nonfiction category because it was a big stack because it's only old ladies working in the library. So I had to put away all the books.
Oh, so you put away my books?
Sure. This book, I'm not sure. I think it's new. It was called, I'm just going to throw us right into it. It was called, Tell Me How You Really Feel. And it was a hate to love lesbian story. And it was really good.
I want to read that. I can't check it out, but I want to read that.
Of course you can't. No.
Honestly, at this point, I'm scared to even check books out. Like, just because I know they'll sit on my counter and I'll pass it every morning and be like, I want to read that. And then I'll never do, and it'll be a year later, and I still haven't read the book.
So they're going to teach me how to check people in and out soon. So if you can promise to read and return the book, we can just ignore the record.
We can, bro, like I'm telling you, one time, you know, you probably don't know if you turn stuff in. But they'll send, like they used to send me the email, and I'd be like, I don't want to take the book back. I want to read it. And then it'd be like 2 weeks later. So at one point, I was just like, I no longer have this book. And they were like, did you turn it in? Yes. Bro, one of the books I've genuinely lost, though.
Yeah, that happened to me. I've been scared to go to the Warren Library since I was 5. Because I checked out this book. It had a really pretty cover. But it was a really big book, and I didn't like it. The reading level was too high for me. It stressed me out. So I set the book down and lost it. And we have been looking for that book for some years. We've literally moved, and we still don't know where it is. And they were like, sending my dad emails, about to find him. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm gonna make this point. Because I love the book. Like,
bro,
I've never been back to that library. It's the one across the street.
I still have a Stan Lee book checked out from, like, I went there after, like, a meeting. And I was like, I'm not at all interested in Marvel. I don't know about Stan Lee. I saw the book and I was like, oh, it's a comic book. And like what I'm telling you, I read the first, like that's how me and books work. I'll read the first 10 pages very diligently and then just start to lose. And then like getting up to the library, like I could go after practice, but like the walk. So like I've just been like, whenever I go back to the library, I'll put it back.
The sign that I like a book is when I'm reading it until like 1 a.m. and just going one more chapter.
Oh,
just one more chapter.
I'm telling you,
and this chapter is short. Just one more chapter.
I'll reread Hunger Games till I die. Mm-hmm. Like the Hunger Games movie, Tara.
Peter.
I always found it super weird because I actually. To Kill a Mockingbird and Romeo and Juliet, which are in the 9th grade curriculum, I actually liked them. Like, Romeo and Juliet, it just gave me, like, to put it in the terms of an old school meme. No, to put it in the term of an old school meme, it gave me bruh moment. Like, bruh. Like, why? Especially, like, the terrace scene. I didn't like all of it. And then the fact that people thought that's where they kissed, and the fact that I learned 9th grade year that
I didn't know that they were going to get freaky until the year we read it.
See, look, but when it was acted out, it wasn't like that because all roles were played by men. So there was, yeah,
Even Juliet? Even in the version you watched?
No, not like back then, like live.
Oh.
So there was no kissing. It was not romantic at all. Because it would legit be like a man in a corset, super thick. Like he had like stuff on to make him look thick. And like, so there was no real kissing. And I was like, can you take me? Like, I want to read that. Like, forget the plague. It's worth it. Because especially like, we had to watch the movie.
I feel like everybody was looking at Juliet and we were watching. We were like, okay.
Oh, 1960 okay. Beauty. Okay. Have y'all seen the one? Okay, so I had Brewer and she made us watch like alternate endings. Like we watched the full old classic movie and then the new one.
The one where they were like in like rival gangs and
it's
California.
Not, it's not that one. It was the one with Haley Steinfeld.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I was talking about.
No, it's not.
You didn't think Haley Steinfeld was attractive?
No, you're not talking about the same one. I'm talking about one where it had the same plot, but at the end, it was different because Romeo, like, first, Juliet pretends to be dead. So Romeo comes in. Oh, man, my love. And, like, drinks a little poison potion. Then Juliet wakes up, and she's like, and then looks at the potion vial and it's like, he died. And then like took his dagger and like stabbed it, you know, with the classic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the normal
Romeo wakes back up because I guess the poison wasn't strong. So like you can see Romeo visibly wake up. They make eye contact before Juliet dies. And then boom, like, and then she dies. So he removed the dagger from her.
Oh my God. We must do. Stupidity.
We must go out the same. And it was a soul choice of how they just looked at each other. Like, they're both like, she just thought he died. So she over here stabbing herself with a dagger. So he, and I guess the poison didn't work. Because you know how in the story,
he got it from like some janky poison guy.
So the poison wasn't real poison. So, you know, he just.
Homie bought himself some potion.
he just drank it. So he just drank it and then like, I don't know what it was. I'm guessing it was just sleeping juice. Potion. He just being dramatic. It's really just apple juice. But like,
the placebo effect works wonders.
It was the sole 2 seconds of when they like looked at each other before she died. And he's
Bro, that one TikTok song starts like, doot, 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 doot. Like, just like.
And then like, she died. But it was more the fact that he took the dagger out. Like, you
couldn't even leave her with it, bro. Look, give me my dagger.
He was like,
back.
And then like, but he didn't die because when he went to do it, the guard came in. I'm like, so y'all just said forget the real ending.
Wait, so that means they jailed Romeo because they thought that she killed he killed her.
He took the dagger out of her chest and was about to put it in himself. And I'm pretty sure they were like, oh, it's genocide,
right?
But they never explained the end. They just showed him getting carried out the tomb.
But what you said about like men having to kiss in back in the day was like interesting because this other lesbian book I read, I'm very specific with the books I choose.
It's like me.
It was called Dare Truth or Promise, and so one of them was like in the school play, and it was like this. It's a stereotypical lesbian book, you know. One of the mamas dies, they get like broken up, you know. One gets out of it, you know. They have to break up again, stuff like that. So,
regular relationship,
regular, like realism and stuff. So, one of them was like a stagehand and she was an actor in the school's upcoming play.
Or why do they think if you're there, why do they think that y'all either have to be in drama or you're athletic? Is there an in between you could be
quiet, anyways? So, she's this girl she liked. Was watching her perform because they already were in liking at this point. So she was watching her perform and she was watching like practice. And so the main actor, you know, with the love interest was just like, they didn't want to do the fake kiss. They were over it. It didn't make sense. They didn't want to do it. So, you know, the director's like, Winona, get over here and show her how to stage kit. She's like, okay, but I get to choose.
Oh, it's one of those get to choose books.
So she was just like, boom, you, Louis. And Louis was just like,
c'est moi?
And so she like grabbed her by the back and like flipped her around. And you're just supposed to put like your thumb on their lip and then kiss your thumb.
Yeah, like.
But she was just kind of like, she just talked to her. She was just like, she said something. I don't remember. I need to reread the book. But it just made me think of that, you know? I don't really have a point when I go off on tangents.
Honestly, stage kissing would, because, like, you're not really kissing them.
Kissing your thumb.
Yeah, but some people, like, I be wishing, bro.
People be going a little too hard.
Yeah, like I don't know what you and your thumb been doing, but
yeah, I gotta chill. But you know, you can always you can always find some good reads in your library.
Oh yeah, your local funny, library.
Funny, sad, romantic again, romantic one more time. I only shop at the romantic section.
Most of y'all who hear this are probably because Alex forced y'all, so y'all probably go to Warren or near Warren District. So you know. Unless you're Thai, then...
I also forced him.
Yeah, unless you're Thai, then go to whatever library is near you. But Kalina and everyone else who we forced to watch this, go to Warren Library. Like,
and hey, if you weren't in one of the people whose names we just said and you're feeling a little hurt, just comment it, you know?
Yeah, just go to the library.
Out of our 640 listeners.
just go to the library and chill out. Especially if you're in Warren, because the library is the only place you will get reception.
Also, don't talk to me.
Huh?
Not that anyone knows what I look like, but if you see somebody like certain books, you know, you can say hi, but I'm going to be uncomfortable.
I'm going to be uncomfortable.
Like as much as I
see. Well, if you ever want to reach Alex, you know that Alex is in their fifth period in F and C. Yep. So, you know where to find Alex, and yeah. This wraps up another episode of Warren's Insanity.
Love you.
The fact that you didn't finish that, I'm kind of upset. But I will see y'all on the flip side. Y'all will have to deal with my editing, so I am sorry so. But we'll see you next time. Bye.